We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It is over in Cincinnati, and Xavier has won it tonight, emphatically 99-77. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light, an official sponsor of OU Athletics. Well, we said at halftime, Kevin, surely, you know, Xavier went 8 for 12 in the first half from 3. They hit 8 threes. Surely they couldn't duplicate that in the second half. They didn't. They made 11 threes in the second half. They got even better.
Well, it's just that they were locked in, and they were really excited to get a chance to play the Oklahoma Sooners on their home floor in front of their home fans, and give them credit. I mean, they made a ton of three-point shots, and they played really good defense. They forced, you know, Austin Reeves into some tough spots and forced Brady Manick into some tough situations as well, and they did a good job on the Sooner stars. But, you know, the bright spots, if you're looking for one, Victor Walker came in and did a really good job. But that happens because I doubt that he was one of the top priorities on the Xavier scouting report. So when you got a guy that's not even on the scouting report, hadn't played in two games, comes in off the bench and gives you a spark like that, you know, the players, the Xavier guys are looking around saying, Coach, who's he? You didn't say nothing about him. And sure enough, he comes in and drops double digits. So there were some good things out there. I think there's some good takeaways. You have games like this. You know, if you're the Sooners, don't hang your head about it. Just, you know, just move on. You know, lick your wounds, like you say, and just continue to get back in the gym and get better.
99-77, the final in this one. Xavier wins it. Coming up, we'll hear from Sooner head coach Lon Kruger. Take a look at the scoreboard and the stats in this one. This is Sooner basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen. To draft an agent for your team, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, I'm Mike Golic, and are you ready to test your college sports knowledge? Join me as I host the Fan Exam presented by Unilever, a new live trivia game show taking place at 8 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday and Thursday through December 17th at thefanexam.com. We're giving out some great prizes every week and at the end of the season. Plus, it's free to play. Show your smarts as you compete against college fans from all over the country. Sign up now at thefanexam.com. It's the Fan Exam presented by Unilever.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Phipps, a quick trigger three the other way, knocks it in. Trey Phipps, first shot of the night, cock and fire, and he drains it. They've made seven threes in the half. Reeves turns the corner, shoots a three over Carter. Good! Austin Reeves. 99-77, the final tonight. Oklahoma falls, their first defeat of the year. Xavier got the best of them tonight. We await our postgame interview with Lon Kruger coming up soon, and while we do, let's take a look at our final stats in this one. Sooners were led in scoring by Brady Manick, one of five in double figures. Brady was 17 points, 3 of 6 from deep. He's now sitting on 199 career three-pointers. He had 4 rebounds as well. Austin Reeves had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists for Austin tonight. He had 1 three-pointer. 11 points for Davion Harmon, 3 assists for Davion as well. Alondis Williams had 10, a season high for him. He had 4 assists. And Victor Walker had 10 points all in the second half tonight. He had 4 rebounds as well and was 5 for 8 from the field. Trey Phipps dumped in a couple of threes off the bench in the first half. 6 points for him. 8 for Kirk Queth all early. And Jalen Hill had it too. Three players with 20-plus points tonight for Xavier, led by Zach Fremantle, 28 points. He was 12 for 14 shooting. 4 for 6 from three-point range. He had 5 rebounds as well. Nate Johnson, 25 points, 7 threes, 7 for 9 behind the arc. And Paul Scruggs had 20. He was 4 for 5 three-point shooting. They got 6 from Tandy, 5 each for Griffin and Odom, 3 for Carter, 3 for Jones, 2 for Wilcher, and 2 for Miles. The team numbers are pretty amazing. Oklahoma shoots 48%. That's not that amazing. 48% tonight. Not terrible, though. 30% from 3, 6 for 20 for OU. And they continue to shoot the ball well at the line. 81%, 13 of 16 tonight. Xavier, as a team, shoots 57% from the field, 36 of 63. 59% from 3, 19 of 32. It's the most threes ever made by a Xavier team. It's the most threes ever made by an OU opponent, 19 tonight. And they were 8 of 10, 80% at the line. The Musketeers plus 5 on the boards, 33-28. Take a quick break. Our postgame interview with Lon Kruger coming up. 99-77, the final. Xavier wins it. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this to free him tonight? Hey, it's Jake. I want a way to save. Got the coverage on my brand new ride. State Farm race. Yeah, they're great. State Farm, State Farm, State Farm race.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health, the future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam.
Steps back for three. Count it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Williams up top, one dribble off to Phipps, long three, Trey Phipps, good again! The kid from deep, second one tonight for Trey Phipps, and the Sooners are back in front.
It's incredible.
Williams drives and hammers it home! With authority, Alondis Williams. Alondis Williams' dunk is your OG&E power play of the game tonight. OG&E, we energize life. Sooners fall tonight 99-77 to Xavier. We await our postgame interview with Lon Kruger. As we do, let's take a look at our UPS conference scoreboard. Baylor leading Stephen F. Austin with about 3 minutes to go in Waco, 80-43. About 30 seconds to go in Austin. Texas up on Texas State big, 74-53. Earlier today, Providence beat TCU in the Big East Big 12 battle in Fort Worth, 79-70. And that, coupled with the Xavier win over OU tonight, means that it is a draw this year in the Big East Big 12 battle. Three wins apiece for both conferences. That's an improvement. Last year they got us 8-2, Kevin. So at least we're moving in the right direction here.
Yeah, for sure. And I tell you, it's these interconference type deals are pretty neat matchups. But you know, all in all, you just want to get games in. You want to get games in against good competition. I think, you know, instead of playing, you know, some of those games that you've seen some non-conference schedules of, you want to go play some good people. So I really like the fact that, you know, the Big 12 and the Big East and these things are, these conferences are putting together these types of events.
And Texas Tech survives tonight. Had a good game from Abilene Christian in Lubbock. Texas Tech won at 51-44. West Virginia was supposed to play Robert Morris tonight. That game was canceled. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit ups.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooners game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. We'll take our final postgame timeout. Our chat with Lon Kruger is next. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year because I called
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Pizza Hut has put a full court press on your game day needs. Let us feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes. Start with two oven fresh, one topping medium pizzas. Then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings, or go wild and add a third medium one topping pizza. Finding yourself in more of a one-on-one situation? Then our $10 taste maker is for you. Order a large three topping pizza for just $10. Select either of our contactless options. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
You know, we should switch to Geico.
Picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
We could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Ooh, with that kind of scratch, we can get the band back together for a reunion tour.
A, we were never in a band. B, Glenn let us play the tambourine on stage one time. And C, we will, however, put that savings towards a new interview suit.
Look what I found. Still got it.
Oh, no.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And a steal by a Walker. A run through. Breakaway. He's bumped. Layup good. And one. How about this? Victor Walker hadn't played all year. He's inserted with a big deficit in the second half on the road. Reeves to Manic. Brady back in. Immediately launches a three and hits a three. Brady from downtown, his third triple. He's got 15 points. Victor Walker played well in the second half, 10 points. That play was your StubHub move of the game tonight. StubHub, your ticket out, official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics. Let's take a look now at what's coming up in our Sooner Athletic events. Big day Saturday, folks, 11 a.m., OU West Virginia in football out in Morgantown. 11 a.m. Central Time. It'll be noon in Morgantown. Teddy Lehman, Gabe Eichert, Chris Plank join us for the call of that one, beginning with pregame coverage at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then Lon Kruger Sooners will be back home Saturday afternoon to take on Florida A&M at 4 o'clock. Kevin Henry will be joined by Chad McKee for that one. Their pregame coverage will start at 3:30. It will be the first of five consecutive home games for the Sooners. They get Florida A&M, then ORU a week from tonight, Houston Baptist a week from Saturday. Then it's into Big 12 play after that. Just before Christmas, Texas Tech will visit the Lloyd Noble Center. That's on December 22nd. And then after the Christmas break, after New Year's, West Virginia will be here for a Saturday tilt on January 2. So five straight home games after a couple of physical road battles with TCU and Xavier. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Well, we're going to visit with Lon Kruger here coming up hopefully just in the next few seconds. But, I mean, the takeaway tonight, Kevin, is OU, I think the team that had more energy, more life tonight won the game. It looked like Xavier showed up a little more excited to play basketball, and you never want that to be the case. But then when they throw 19 three-pointers on your head, there's not a lot you can do about it.
They were locked in. They came out. They were more aggressive on offense than the Sooners were, and they did it. They had a good game plan. I mean, you gotta guard Austin Reeves and Brady Manick tight. You got to, you know, shut off that pick and roll and the pick and pop out top. So, I mean, they had a good game plan on the defensive end, but from an offensive standpoint, they were just unconscious. I mean, they made shots that, you know, you haven't seen. I mean, it's a school record of threes for them, and we've never had that many threes hit on us. So, I mean, it's just gonna be one of those nights when you play against a team like this that's so laser focused in on the offensive end.
Anything concern you going forward about tonight?
No, it really doesn't. You know, we talk about you asked me, hey, is it more about just them having a good night, or is it something on the defensive end? And I think it's a little of both. But, you know, when you throw in 19 threes, I'd say it's probably a 60-40 deal of this is just a good night for them.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a part of, you know, who we are on defense. We've got to get down and guard and do a good job of closing out, high hands, taking away easy shots and things like that. And that's something that you can practice. But tonight is just one of those games, you know, you gotta just store it away. You got to store it away and just move on.
All right, Lon Kruger joins us live now from the locker room in Cincinnati, 99-77 the final. Coach, what was your assessment of this one?
Yeah, not many good things, actually, when you think about defensively, especially, really surprised. You know, we didn't win many battles on the defensive end, on the boards, the aggressive points, the physical points, knowing that's an area that we've got to work on and get better on, but didn't expect it to be to the degree that it was tonight. And again, they made shots, and you know, we didn't respond very well to that. We didn't do anything to disrupt Xavier, and their confidence continues to grow, and they continue to make shots. So, yeah, a lot of work to do, but good to find out in the third game and get back to work.
Coach, I thought Victor played really well for you, one of the, I guess, few bright spots, but talk about just his performance.
It was really good. It was really good. Victor had been out for 2 weeks and came back and practiced a little bit on Monday and a little bit more yesterday. Yeah, Victor did great. You know, just to see his activity and aggressiveness, something we sorely need. And he gave us a big lift. I thought Jalen Hill in the second half especially went to the boards more aggressively and did some good things. We need to continue getting that from those guys.
They hit 19 threes tonight, Coach. You talked about it a little bit there off the top, but is there something or maybe a couple of somethings you would have liked to have done better to help that number tonight?
Oh, for sure. A lot of those are a result of, covering up for a breakdown somewhere, maybe not guarding the dribble enough. We have to step to help. Now we can't get back to the shooter. So most of those came as a result of our not doing what we need to do defensively. Now, Ian, not to take anything away from their, you know, their good shooting night, but we definitely contributed to it. We got to work a lot harder to make those shots a lot less comfortable.
Didn't see a lot of Umoja Gibson tonight, Coach. Feel like he's still trying to kind of find his way, figure out where he fits on the team here?
I think he is. Yeah, he is. It's just a matter of making some shots for him. He's a guy, he had three good looks, pretty good looks there early and didn't get him down, and he just needs to get one or two down and need his activity, need his enthusiasm, and I think he'll be fine.
Coach, thanks for your time. Safe travels getting back home.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Lon Kruger, our postgame interview brought to you by OU Health. The future of health is here. Well, not the night we were hoping for, Kevin, but it's a long college basketball season, so hopefully they learned something from this one tonight.
Absolutely. I think they did. I mean, you got to get back to the drawing board. Never hurts anybody. Get in the practice gym. Work on your stuff. I mean, Austin and Brady, they're going to be the guys that are going to get guarded really tight this year. They got to get used to that. So in practice, you know, guard those guys tight. Get used to coming off of things and being really deliberate. But, you know, offense or defensively, you got to just keep hustling. Yes, they made shots tonight, so you can kind of store that away. But, man, you got to keep hustling on defense, taking away those easy buckets.
The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to our crew tonight, Kevin Henry, Shelley Kofsky back at our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from the Cintas Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was Xavier 99 and Oklahoma 77. Until Saturday, this is Toby Rowland saying, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.